Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A couple years ago, old friend of the show, who's a New Rochelle guy, decided to join the event, but he decided not to join the Boomer and Carton team. Instead, he decided to play for New Rochelle, where his family built a beautiful church, actually. And he joins us on the hotline now. You may know him as Mariano Rivera. I know him as my opponent. Mo, how you been, buddy? Boomer and Craig.
It looks better like your nemesis, brother.
You are my nemesis. And unlike last year, where I allowed Boomer's nephew to get up against you, bases loaded, two outs in the ninth, should that same circumstance arise tonight, it'll be me with the stick in my hand. And you know that bodes trouble for you.
That's all right, brother. We can't handle that. I've been there before.
A few times. Anyhow, how you been, bud?
I'm good, bro. I'm good, brother. Nice to be with you guys, man. Early in the morning, huh?
Yeah.
Exercise, man.
He's exercising. Yeah, we're exercising too, Mariano. We're eating cheese and we got ham in here. We got all sorts of bread and everything else. Hey, let me ask you a question. I look forward to seeing you tonight. You're great for doing this, and you're great for being a pillar of the community up there in New Rochelle. But I want to ask you about what's going on with Aroldis Chapman and how the Yankees are handling him and what Joe Girardi's doing with him, and kind of give fans a perspective from where you come from about what's going on with the bullpen of the Yankees.
Well, I mean, starting with Aroldis, with Chapman, he's a closer to his proof. He doesn't have to prove nothing to no one, first of all.
Right.
But the thing is, one thing that he needs to understand, and we all need to understand, that sometimes we go through a week, about a week or sometimes 2 weeks of struggle. You know, everybody goes through that. Hitters go through it. Pitchers go through it. And so the relievers, the starters go through it, you know. But at the same time, my question to Aroldis will be that if his mind is okay. If his mind is okay, the rest is fixable. The rest is just little tweaks here and there, and he'll be okay. I mean, that's one thing that we cannot control when it gets to the mind. It gets to the mind that you're fighting, you're playing with fire. You know, most of the time when you play with fire, you're going to get burned.
Do you think Joe Girardi and those guys are doing the right thing by dropping him and kind of getting him out of the spotlight of being the closer right now?
Well, I mean, I never was in that situation before. So I would say that Joe is the skip. He's the manager. He's do the best for the team. And I think that taking it away a little bit from that thing or that emotion, that tough time, it will bring in a little bit more confidence. If I was Chapman, I wanted to be there as much as I can so I can go back and find my slot. You know, that will be something that I will be doing if I was him. You know, I mean, taking the consideration that Joe has done tremendous job with that team, with that bullpen specific, and giving him the opportunity to just relax and come back strong, because we're going to need him for September. So, I mean, if he take this time and get well, you know, mentally, physically, he's ready, man. He's a bull. He's ready. You know, but I don't know. I don't know mentally. You know, I mean, I want to understand and I want to believe that he's mentally okay. And just he's going through a little tough time, rough times. I went through that every year.
No, I know you're not like that. You didn't.
but at the same time, he just has to feel confident that he's the man.
Sure.
No one's better than him.
Talking to Mariano Rivera.
Well, that's how Craig feels as our manager going into tonight's game, that he's the man. But,
right.
You know, he usually screws this up, Mariano. So I'll just have to deal and I'll just have to be quiet tonight.
Thank God that the New York Yankees are away, bro. Because we might have everybody there.
You playing first base again tonight, or are you pitching? What are you doing?
Bro, you know where my position is. You know? Don't worry, guys. Don't worry about my team. You know, you worry about your team. I'll be worried about my team.
I'm not too worried about it. Hey, I wondered if this Yankee team were healthy, meaning Bird's playing first base and, you know, Sanchez and Judge and everyone and Castro's back and healthy. If they had to play against your best Yankee team, how would that game go, you think?
I won't put that game because that's still the New York Yankees. You know, I mean, we have great teams, man. I mean, I don't know how that will be. I know my team. You know, I never played with these guys. I played with a few of them, but not with everybody. But I played with all those teams of 90s or 96 to 2003, 2004. And there were some nasty people there. So, I mean, with that, I always go for the New York Yankees.
Do you see any similarities just based on the Yankees rebuilt? They have a lot of young guys who are playing great ball. Obviously, Sanchez is hitting it again. Judge had that great first half. Do you when you watch it, are you entertained by this Yankee team? And do you see any similarities when you guys first started winning a lot of ball games?
I love it, man. I love it. I see a lot of similarities. I love it. It's fun. Again, the Yankees are doing tremendous job. And I will not count the Yankees out. I will not count the Yankees. I will say it again. I will not count the Yankees out.
They Mariano have Rivera.
They have all kind of potential there. You know, and tell you what, I will not count Josh out either. You know, the guy is going through a little tough time. But again, I say it before and I will say it again. They all go through that. But September is going to be a monster month for him. So, I mean, just keep watching. Keep watching and keep believing.
Well, we'll do both those things.
Well, Craigie's a huge Yankee fan.
I'll take care of the believing part.
Yeah, he's a believer. But I will say this, and the one thing that I've seen the last couple games, Judge is starting to hit the ball again. And as Joe Girardi said last week, you know what? You know, he's starting, I like his at-bats. He's starting to hit the ball again. He's looking a little bit more comfortable in the box. And I thought you said something about the way that Joe Girardi handles his team, Mariano, and I think you're absolutely correct. He sat Judge the other day to get the strikeout streak over with, and I think he did him a big favor, even though he would never admit it. But I think Joe looks at these guys and realizes that when somebody has trouble, it's time to start moving these guys around, whether it be in the order or whether it be in the bullpen. And certainly I think he has even played with his starting pitchers from time to time, knowing that, you know, they've gone, like, say, six innings when he probably can go with Severino last night. Could have won a little bit more with him, but said, you know, let's get him out of there. He's had a great game up to that point. So you've been around Joe. You know what it means to be a working with a manager who understands the way the players feel, and he plays to that, he manages to that, and that's why I think Joe Girardi really deserves a lot of credit with this.
I tell you what, he deserves all the credit, but people forget that he was a player too, and he was a great player, you know, great catcher. You know, he wasn't maybe the best receiver and all that stuff, but he was a great catcher, whether people like it or not. And that way, he respects the players. You know, he's a player's manager. He does believe what the players need to do. When the player needs a little rest, he will give it regardless if the player wants it or not. You know, when the player needs a little push, he's going to push them. When the player needs a little more confidence, he will give confidence. You know, he's a player manager. That he cares about the players. He cares about the team. And when you do good for Joe, and I would say, for everybody, well, I cannot say because I never played with no other manager but Joe Torre, Joe Girardi, and Buster Walker. And Joe Girardi, you give him the best. He cannot ask more than that. So that's wonderful. I mean, he does a tremendous job with the team.
Well, listen, we will see you tonight. The game starts at 6. We'll be there by 5:15 or 5:30. Try to be on time. I know you're Mariano Rivera, and you know, you show up when you want to show up, but be on time and just be ready for play a little softball tonight. I guarantee I'll get a hit against you again, and we'll have a good time tonight. Lots of people coming out, and as always, appreciate your support for the event.
But you said that you will be there at 5:30. That's a lie, man. You always be there like 4:30, 2 hours and a half before the game to talk to this guy, telling, oh, we got to win this game. We got to do this. We got to do that. And at the game, man, you always lose, you know, so that's okay. We take that challenge, brother. I'll be ready. I'll be ready.
Just be ready. That's all.
All right. All right, brother.
All right, be good, Mo. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care, guys.
All right, see you, Mariano. You know, he's a great guy. And, you know, the thing about it is, I'm telling you, Joe Girardi, more this year more than ever before, watching him handle whether it be Judge or Sanchez, tough love, or let's sit the guy down and get the streak over with, how he handles his starting pitching staff, and certainly what he's done with Aroldis Chapman here.
Yep, Boomerang Carton on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.